Right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast. And as I said, as the man said, here we go for another episode, the final episode of 2018 of Paragon Radio. I'm your host, as always, from the Virtue Server. I am Pogo Man. And along with me tonight is my co-host, as always. He is one-third of the leadership team. Oh, that awesome supergroup all the way from Millennium City called Paragon Dawn. He is mad. He is a Viking. He is Mad Viking!
This is technical support. Please, please hold. We'll see you next week.
But you were just helping me. Hello, yes,
yeah.
Hello, yes, yes, hello, I am Marianne, I am from Wisconsin. Oh, sure you are. Sure you are. Yes, yes. yes, wonderful tech supporter of Blog Talk Radio, yes, in the middle of helping us. Why are they taking so long to get back to us? We just gave you all the information. Or we'll see you Monday. Yeah, it's really good. What, Monday? You were just helping us. You were just helping us for half an hour. We got 20 minutes of show call. And now you're saying you'll see us Monday? Oh, my God. Folks, a truer story cannot be told. There they were typing away to us because, God forbid, they, you know, for what I pay a month for this service, they premium support to them is somebody typing away to us. And, you know, God forbid they actually let me talk to somebody. And here it was. I gave them all the information they needed. And, you know, 8:30 rolls around, 30 minutes before the show starts, and they get very silent. And they went, what's going on here? And what once was a live chat, I saw this Z, you know, this face that was had a smiley face. All of a sudden was a face with eyes closed and Z's, like the conversation was now asleep. And the rep will now get back to me on Monday. You're in the middle of a call to me, a live call, trying to figure out why my co-host is having problems for well over a month. 30 minutes to showtime. And now you're going to get back to me on Monday. And because of New Year's Eve and New Year's, you know they're not going to get back to me until Thursday, which is what they did this week. They waited until 10:30 last night to get back to me. Unbelievable. Which is why sometime in January we are going to the Tombs of Yews. Which is what we should have done this year, but one thing led to another. And So sorry. Let's see who's hanging out here on the steps of City Hall and Atlas Park. We see Anna and Straight Shore, I hope I'm saying that right. And Nevermore, who was beating me with a bat last week.
And
the Lycanthropus, who's still hanging out here. Christmas Angel and Dr. Venus is running around like crazy. Some people
and
are dancing all the way
under. If anyone's in that chat room, tell me if it's just me. That's part of the problem.
And right. And people hang out under the statue of Atlas. And Atlas Park hanging all the way in the distance. I don't even think they're listening to us. I think they're listening to something else. Oh, and Dr. Venus is having a lovely time. Because it's snowing here. It's snowing in Paragon chat. No accumulation, but it's snowing. It's lovely. It's snowing between the holidays of Christmas Did I say Christmas angel? No, oh, cancer fist. Sorry, hanging out here holding torches. He's been holding that torch ever since the 1 year anniversary of the shutdown. Not the 1 year. I mean, the anniversary of the shutdown. He's been in that same spot. I don't think he's logged off. In there, so. There we go. Thank you all for tuning in, hanging on Paragon Chat. I'm sure, I don't know if it's for our show or not. Well, thank you all for hanging out tonight on a Friday night. Where else would you rather be besides Paragon Chat, City of Heroes? But where else would you rather be? Champions Online. I mean, really, you know. Anyway, Mad Viking, how are you? How was your Christmas, sir?
Stayed home, relaxed, pretty much. That's it.
Very good. Yeah, we had family over. I think we had about 15 people over that day. Very busy day. Oh. Up late, wrapping, helping the folks wrap presents. Went to bed, got up early, made the turkey. finished getting the place ready for guests coming over. Cleaned up the place after we had dinner. I was sore that I lay down for a little watching TV. I was sore. I'm sorry if I'm not talking properly. I am still wiped out from the holiday. That's how tired I am. Somebody's running up the steps. I don't know who that was. They're running up and down. Kaido. He's just coming over to join us. Hello, Kaido. Hello. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Is there any other people in that chat room?
Checking the chat room right now. Guest 457.
So it's me again.
All right. I am going to refreshing the chat room now to see if anybody else has joined us. Because once in a while, the chat room does freeze up on me, where I think it's just me. No, just me and guest 457. No, just the two of us. Just the two of us. That's all you're going to get out of me singing tonight. That's it. But I was I was so tired that night. About 8:30, I said, "Oh, wrestling is on. One of the WWE shows is on." I was recording, and I said, "I'm going to go lay down and watch it." I must have fallen asleep for about half an hour. I went to sit up. My back was so friggin' sore. I was like a turtle on its back trying to sit up. And I was in pain. I couldn't move. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, I came out of my room hobbling. Are you okay? Oh, sure. I always walk like this. Then the next day, it was just worse. It was just horrible. I was like, oh my God. I've been a wreck the last few days. All I could say is thank God BBC America has the Doctor Who Christmas marathon on. Because New Year's Day night? I want to say New Year's night, but I don't want to confuse it with New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve is what we refer to as December 31st. New Year's night is the actual January 1st night, right? If I say that, we're all on the same page, correct?
Mm-hmm. Monday is New Year's Day, Tuesday, New Year's Day, yes.
Right, so if I say New Year's night, we're all on the same page that it's January 1st. All right, so New Year's night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, on BBC America, 8 p.m., is the Doctor Who New Year's or Who Year's special this year. They didn't do a Christmas one because the new writer said he couldn't think of anything to write Christmas-wise. I'm telling you, they got to get rid of this guy. And what's been going on is an ancient adversary of the Doctor's has been buried in the earth since the 9th century. And remember how Nevermore. Thank you for spoiling that. If you didn't see how he wasn't going to bring back any of the familiar enemies of the Doctors. Well, the Doctor goes, this is the DNA of one of the most lethal beings in the entire universe. Well, what is it? And then it goes to the screen where it just has the logo of the Doctor, and you hear, exterminate, exterminate. I can't even do, my voice is so dry. It's a Dalek. They're bringing the Daleks back for the New Year's special. Yes!
In other words, enough people complained.
We're getting a classic villain for the New Year's special. We're getting classic villains for the Who Year special. Yeah, yes, Nevermore, yes, thing. Yeah, bringing back the Daleks, yes. We're not getting a Christmas special. Yes, yes. We're getting a New Year's special. I think they did one, I forget what year they did a New Year's special. I think with Tenet they did one. But we're getting a Who Year special. And we are getting the Daleks with Jodie Whittaker. So that'll be interesting to see how the Daleks respond to a female doctor. That'll be most interesting indeed. So that'll be interesting to look forward to. And I think it's a 90-minute special, actually. I want to say. And they're only showing it twice tonight, but I'll be recording it, so. Yeah, Nevermore. 2005 was the first year they brought back the Doctor. Doctor Who. So, I know it's been a bunch of Christmas episodes and maybe one New Year's Day special they did, so. This might be the second Who Year's. I know New Year's night, waiting for New Year's. You know, when my folks hosted it and thing, they asked me to cook and I got stuck in the kitchen all night and they had a TV in there with a cable box. I put on the New Year's Eve, the Who Year's Eve marathon, just waiting because I really didn't like the marathon they were doing. So, hold on. What I could do right now, I could check to see. Yep. The episode is called Resolution, how apropos, and it is a 90-minute episode. And here is what they are giving me as a little synopsis. As the new year begins, a terrifying evil is stirring from across the centuries of Earth's history as the Doctor, Ryan, Graham, and Yaz return home. They must try to overcome the threat to the planet. Dun-dun-dun. Dun, dun, dun. And that's a 90-minute episode. There you go. Nevermore says,
okay.
Great watching Doctor Who. Paul, sorry. I guess I'm an anglophile. I do watch a lot of Brit shows, so. I think I grew up watching Monty Python, Benny Hill, The Young Ones, Blackadder. Some other shows were thrown in there too. I watched over the years. I was saying Nevermore. It's good to have another Northerner's Doctor too. Yes, that's good. Yeah, I love The Young Ones. Yeah, it's amazing. They only did what, 13 episodes? I think they only did one season of that, one series, 13 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But I could watch that show over and over and over again. But anyway, let's get back on track here. Let's see, if anybody wants to call in tonight for the end of the year, this is your last chance to call in for 2018. So the call-in number is 714-583-6908. Again, that call-in number, 714-583-6908. And we have an update. Of course, as always, heroes and villains. Golden Girl, she did her Saturday update on the 22nd, her pre-Christmas update, as always. And I'm going to say why it's cool she's so diligent on these updates and why she's being robbed in just a moment. Yeah, from Don't This Update. This is update number 316. All right, this week, we've been continuing with work on the subject of NPC deaths at the hands of players as one aspect of the choices that an RPG can offer to players and how it needs a lot more work. Hold on, I just got to mute. I'm hearing some feedback here. Hold on. Sorry about that. Okay, sorry about that. This week, we've been continuing with work on the subject of NPC deaths at the hands of players as one aspect of the choices that an RPG can offer to players and how it needs a lot more work in an open-ended game than in a limited series with a definitive end. For example, a limited series Batman role-playing game, say a trilogy, that let players play through the storyline as Batman as either a traditional hero or as a brutal killer could allow players the option throughout the series to murder the various members of Batman's rogue gallery that they encountered rather than arresting them, as the developers would be able to construct the storyline to allow for the heroic or murderous paths with the knowledge that the overarching narrative would end with the third game. So there wouldn't be any need to consider what a post-series villain-free Gotham City would be like. However, for an open-ended series games, or just a single, constantly updated game like an MMORPG, that kind of murderous rampage then can be carefully paced and spun out over a set number of games becomes much harder as a genuinely, oh my God, that's just me, guys, sorry, as a genuinely persistent world needs to acknowledge the player's choices as the game is updated, which is why we need to be very careful about the frequency that we give players the option to kill off major characters. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the heroes and villains team. And thank you, Golden Girl. Okay, Mad Viking, and we do have a caller on hold.
Okay.
I'm bringing this caller on now, because it's been a while since we've had a caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Paragon Radio.
Oh, my God.
It's sort of good.
Jordicus, I know that's you. Jordicus.
No.
Jordicus. You don't have to disguise your voice. I know it's you. But it's what's up, sir? Happy New Year. Belated Merry Christmas.
No, that's never coming my mouth.
What?
Well, Happy New Year. Early
Happy New Year.
It's in the calendar. What are you talking about?
I was just doing the updates. We're just talking about superhero stuff.
Oh, I love superheroes!
Yeah. What superheroes do you like?
I love Thor, Captain America, Groot, Rocket, and Supergirl, Flash, Green Arrow, and Alice Crazy Trooper, and the Zeus of Tomorrow, because they're all there. It's a good show. And then where is this? And then the drinks. And then the drinks, the war. And then other people join in for drinking. We're about to remove our roommates. They drink a lot.
I see. So do you like the DCW shows, in other words?
What? I like the bathroom movies and Aquaman. That was good.
Oh, you saw the movie yet?
What? Did you see Aquaman?
No, I haven't seen it. I've been so busy, I haven't seen it yet. I probably won't get to see it.
So good.
I know. I probably won't get to see it till after New Year's.
Well, many people are like nerds now, but I don't know. Get down. This is a good movie. You're going to see it. What?
Okay.
And that's how you review a movie without giving spoilers, Mad Wilson.
What was that?
Why are my eyes so dark on your phone now? It's kind of stupid.
Oh, I know what I want to ask you. Wait, how was your
Christmas? My Christmas is a crib.
Okay, what'd you get? Anything
good? I got toilet paper.
You got toilet paper?
Toilet paper, yeah. Don't you like toilet paper? Well, I think this is for bears, because if you look at the toilet paper, and there are bears, and they are blowing at the toilet paper, and it says they're sharp and stuff, and it's great, so that's what I like. I like toilet paper because I can play with it.
You can play with the toilet paper.
Yeah.
He's known for that.
Interesting.
Well, let me guess. You probably use it on your butt. On your purple butt. You don't use it on your purple butt?
Yeah, you put it on.
Somehow or another, that some piece of paper is supposed to protect your hand from the extra stuff coming out of your butt. I don't know how, but it makes sense to somebody when you do that.
I will say Shorticus is with me in WCOC in Champions.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if he's guarding your chair or going to blow it up. He's going to blow it up.
What was he going to do?
He blew up your chair.
He blew up my chair. Of course he did. Is it really my chair if I don't use it anymore?
Well, you're known for that chair.
It's my chair.
Okay, I guess so.
I'm too big now. See? I made a tiny chair.
He shrunk the chair.
He shrunk the chair?
And I was growing back.
And now I'm going to recommend myself. I don't work in this world shrinking and growing. It's very weird.
My goodness.
So what are you talking about?
Mad Viking was just going to talk about the different Wolverines in Marvel.
I saw a girl who's dressed kind of like
Wolverine, all in red and green,
and all those weapons Xmas.
Before that, you were doing the update.
Yes, you were doing an update, right?
Okay, well,
yeah,
Valiant update. All right.
Oh, you have a Valiant update?
Yes, I actually have a Valiant update.
Here we go.
The internal updates. Updated all building sources, including the files, how the smoothing groups, edge normals. Added new buildings. And landmark models. Updated the sky shader and sky shader profile. Updated many environment and character materials, textures, meshes, prefabs. The new in-editor modeling tool. the new road and path blind tool, the new river tool, in other words, the tools, fixed quite a few general bugs reported by current players.
What kind of bugs?
Added new cut. Well, I'm assuming, if memory serves me right, as in people who wanted to get, you know, paid to play Alpha but couldn't.
Oh.
That was the big one.
like glitches.
Add new concept art at references. Updated the Area San Cielo scene. And that's pretty much it.
Have they kicked us out? Have they booted us out of the game yet?
No.
Are
nothing
you sure?
Yet on that. Yeah.
Have they allowed it? Have they allowed us in the game yet?
Yeah. no extra news on stretching tentacles.
All right. Okie dokie.
No extra
tentacles. Stretching tentacles.
You're going to play an octopus person?
Like,
some maybe. Some may.
think of like every hentai lover.
Okay, that's a good idea, then. So there are serving those at the restaurant, I said no. And it looks funny.
Yeah, when I heard this, I was thinking of every hentai lover in the world signing up for this game.
On Walt, something with chicken?
Ask Soft Lips on that one.
Okay, yeah,
You want chicken powers? What?
No, from Carl. Let's do about chickens from Thailand.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Over now. Those are the rules. I'm moving them. But I don't know what I'm talking about. So she likes buying that thing. We'll make our feathers and we can go to Thailand.
Chickens from Thailand.
What? Oh, no, there are the tentacles and squids. But, sure. Oh, it's just with octopus powers.
Chickens from Thailand have octopus powers?
What?
I did not know this.
What chicken? Awkward system.
Wow.
Yeah, what's the going on?
I did not know this. I'll have to watch Aquaman, I guess.
Do you have my sister rubs?
What?
I'm about chicken and squid powers. What?
Chickens.
You said it. We had hometown. Who's from Thailand. Then you have squid powers.
I don't know.
No, I didn't know. You said it. Literally said stuff. I'm just trying to put it all together. Hold on, glasses. You have to tell me stuff. Apparently, if you have a chicken, and it is from Thailand, and it is from Tao, and it has squid tentacles, so there you go. None of this should eat. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So we're not going to do it again? We're going to do it again.
I did not know that.
I thought you were learning everything.
Wow. Well, that I didn't know. Now I know.
Oh, we don't know stuff today. You turned me these fools.
Well, now I know. Chickens from Thailand.
No, you're not me.
Oh,
no. You're on time. know, people about hentais and spoke powers and the chickens and all the food. I don't know. I'm not going to pay my toilet paper.
Very interesting. I see. So, Mad Viking.
Yes.
Sir, you had a story to tell us.
Well, actually, I think I have to put a hold on because I think I'm found my problem. It seems that the Windows updater had to be fixed.
Yeah.
So it's going, you know, close this, close this, close this. So hopefully.
So it closed everything on you?
As of now, you know, it said everything's now fixed. Now you can check for updates. All right, so now I am checking for updates.
Okay. Okay.
What's happening is in Marvel, they have 9 Wolverines running around. Remember the 90s where there was too many X-Men?
Yes.
Now there's too many Wolverines.
Well, that's because you had too many X-Men from the 90s. This is the results.
Yep. Okay, so let's run them down here. We have the original. He's back.
Logan, baby. Logan is back.
We have Old Man Logan, who's now soon to become Dead Logan.
Dead Man Logan, right. That miniseries should be... Actually, I think it started, so... Yeah, I think it started, so... I should have the first... All right, so...
All right.
Old Man Logan is now Dead Man Logan. That's going to be a 12-issue miniseries, so that started. All right, so that's number 2. That's the second Wolverine.
3, 4, and 5... is X-23, her clone sister, Honey Badger, and the pet Wolverine.
That is Honey Badger's pet Wolverine. Right.
Right.
That's an X-23.
So that's
right.
3, 4, and 5.
Yes.
She's going to go back to X-23.
All in one comic. Right. That's all in X-23. That's, okay.
So that's 5. Then there's Dokken.
That's who?
Dokken?
You say Dokken?
A-A-K-E-N?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Dark
you just
Wolverine.
Want to see, I heard dot and N. I said, oh, okay, Dokken. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you said it. Because you went out. That's number 6.
All right. Then there is, once again, I closed the window here. But the kid that was running with the young X-Men, supposedly the son of from an old universe.
Wait, say that again. You're dying in and out there.
Is the young Wolverine, the son of Wolverine?
Okay.
Then there is Chibi Wolverine that was running with the Exiles. Well, the Exiles are going to die.
Yes. I like that Wolverine. Wolvie. They call him Wolverine. I get that one. They call him Wolvie. Yes.
Yep. There you go.
You know what? I just found that article. And, of course, as I was scrolling halfway through the page. Okay, go ahead. And, of course.
Then there's Weapon H.
Good Lord.
Hulkverine.
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 Yes.
Who has his own comic, at least for the moment.
That's right. Yeah. And, of course, in an upcoming issue, it will be Hulkverine versus Hulk versus Wolverine. Because why not? You know, because he's got the power of the other two, so why not have him go against the other two?
And, Sam, you're going like, oh, Thanos, you missed a few.
Yeah, when you snapped your finger, you could have done away with some of them, man. Oh, and the Wolverine pet was called Jonathan.
There you go.
X-23 was originally the all-new Wolverine until they brought
the Wolverine's back. And then it was X-23 again. And, of course, Wolvie was from the original X-Babies from Mojo, the Mojoverse. And,
right.
Of course, Exiles is coming to an end in 2019. Because, you know, with Uncanny X-Men, I think they finally said, enough with the X-Teams. We only need the original.
Oh, they'll find a few more X's.
Well, I think there's going to be X-Force is coming back. And I don't know. When did this article come out?
And
no, December 27th.
Asked me, Old Man Logan is related to Old Man Bob.
It's possible. But what are Old Man Bob's powers?
Breaking the fourth wall and the floor and the ceiling.
So he's related to Deadpool?
Yeah. that I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, wow. Okay, that previous article about the nine Wolverines, it links to an article about the Exiles' return that came out January 3rd, 2018.
Okay.
Wow, that's great, guys. That's great linking. All the articles linked to stuff that came out early January, that came out early 2018, at least linked me to stuff that's new. Yeah, just, all right, there you go. But now, we got some cool end of the year stuff. We're going over to Massively Overpowered, or MassivelyOP.com, for the Massively OP's 2018 awards. It's time to vote, people. It's time to vote. And one that came to our attention was the most anticipated MMO RPG of 2018 and beyond. And they have a lot here. And I'm going to go down the list, okay? And let me know if you don't hear one. All right, yeah, Torchlight Frontiers, Star Citizen, Camelot Unchained, Crowfall, New World, Ascent, Infinite Realm, Dual Universe, here we go, Ship of Heroes, City of Titans, Valiant Online, Peria Chronicles, Atlas, WoW Classic, Ashes of Creation, Rend, Legends of Aria, Pantheon, Lost Ark, The Lineage, and parentheses Project TL Lineage Eternal, Chronicles of Elyria, Moonlight Blade, Red Dead Online, Fractured, Anthem, WoW's next expansion, Guild Wars 2's next expansion, Final Fantasy XIV's Shadowbringers, Cryptic's unnamed MTG MMORPG, Skull and Bones, Division 2, Project C, Project K, Jagex's Secret MMO, Bedsoft's Secret MMO, Funcom's Secret MMO Shooter Thing, yes, that's what they call it, Daybreak's Secret MMOs, Wargaming's Secret MMO, the new Lord of the Rings MMO, Warcraft Go, or whatever it ends up being called, Diablo Immortal, PWE's Evolve. Next category, nothing. I mean, next. Then something else. Tell us in the comments. Okay, those are all of them. Did you not hear something or something for what's coming up? That's all. I know there was a long list, but did you not hear our game?
Yeah, those.
I mean, I mentioned it before. We were talking about them before the show, and one caught my ear or my eyes right away because when I was looking at the list.
Yep, Heroes and Villains is missing.
316 weeks I've been doing updates for Heroes and Villains. How come that's not on the list? Every other superhero, upcoming superhero game, every other superhero MMORPG is on the list except Heroes and Villains. Why is that one not on the list, people? They're busting their asses like all the other superhero games. Why is Heroes
somewhere
and Villains
Golden
not
Girls
hanging?
Going like, and he's been. And somewhere Golden Girls going like, and he's been correcting me for all that time, too.
Hang on, here. Hold on, here it is. Here's the link for it. I'm going to post this in Paragon chat, and you good people can go in there and post, click on something else for Heroes and Villains. And then you could write in the comments, Heroes and Villains, Heroes and Villains. Remember, it doesn't mean it's going to be the best game coming out. It just get their name mentioned. Get their name back on the list. I mean, think about it. Of all the, I got to say to give them credit. For all of the four superhero games, they do weekly updates. Diligently, she has the four games she has weekly updates. She busts her ass to make sure we have a weekly update at least. They keep us updated on what's going on with the game. It's like 6 years, at least 6 years worth, if I did the math right. On top of my head. And like, we're not getting anything. Because remember, City of Titans came, and Heroes and Villains were originally the same group. Yep, just over 6 years they've been working on this game. So, get out there and put a vote in, a couple of votes in for Heroes and Villains, and let's get a superhero game up there, people. Okay, now there's other categories. Let's see, MMORPG of the year, best MMO update or expansion of 2018, best MMO event of 2018. Ooh, let's see that one. Because you know we should vote for it. You know it's when we should vote for.
A certain thing that happens every July.
Yep. And it's not on the list! Are you kidding me? Are you friggin' kidding me? Okay.
I know. Either you or me send something over to Massively Overpowered about Dawn Con.
Well, it has to be you. I never. You'd send it. I never even think about sending it. So it has to be you. Okay. Here.
All right. Then we need two. We need more than one person. Then.
No. I'm gonna. Yeah. Okay. Here's the Massively. Okay. This is. They call the 2018 awards best event. Now the reader poll. It's called this. Which MMO offered the best event in 2018? Elite, Dangerous's Enigma Expedition, EVE Online, CSM, Politicking, and Multiple Wars, Star Trek Online, Deep Space Nine, and Discovery Story Arcs, WoW's Battle for Azeroth, Pre-Launch Storyline, Guild Wars 2, Season 4, Roller Beetle Racing, Festival of the Four Winds, Lord of the Rings, Online's Weatherstock, Black Desert Celebrating Millions Events, Elder Scrolls Online's Free House and Free Mounts event this past fall, EverQuest 2's Against the Elements, Chronicles of Illyria's Searing Plague, Warframe's Operation Plague Star Resurrection, Nothing, or Something Else? Tell us in the comments. All right. I want everybody to go in there, and I want everybody to vote for Champions Online, Paragon Dawn's DawnCon 4.
Well, 5.
DawnCon 4. 5, I'm sorry. DawnCon 5. I'm sorry. It was DawnCon 5. DawnCon 5. Because it was awesome this year. It was just so awesome. On there
and yes,
champions
starting on January 1st, the plan begins.
For Dawn
which
Con
means...
6. For Dawn Con
the
6?
5. No,
no
we're
all
up
right,
to
then
5
they have to vote for Dawn Con 4. Right, this is for the pre... No, no. This
well,
is
they've
the
already
pre-
made their poll. The thing is, they've already
but
done that
vote.
Part, so... It... Oh, you,
no, no,
you
no,
can, you can put
vote.
A write-in.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You vote for something else. That's the write-in. They can write in for Dawn Con.
Oh, okay.
Let's try this again.
Usually,
so you click on that. You click on that one, the one I just added. You go in there. You vote for Champions Online, Paragon Dawn's Dawn Con 4 for best event of 2018.
Well, the thing is, they'll go Champions. What's Dawn Con 4? They'll go oh. It's a player run event.
Doesn't matter. It was still an event run. Didn't the dev show up?
No. We kept trying. That's a few times.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Okay, I'm just going through some things here. Best indie or crowdfunded MMO of 2018. Best MMO Studio of the Year, biggest MMO blunder of 2018. Oh, I want to check this out. I want to check this out. What was the biggest MMO blunder of 2018? The Blizzard and Diablo Immortal miss? I don't know even what that means. The Daybreak Columbus Nova affair. Okay. The CCP Games buyout. The Tryon Worlds buyout, Fallout 76's launch disaster mess. Fallout 76's launch disaster mess, riots, sexism, culture exposed, Wildstar Sunset and Carbine's closure, ArenaNet's price skate, I heard about that, Rockstar's crunch problem, the AAA MMO pivot to mobile, the push for MMO progression servers, the push for MMO battle royale modes, the focus on lockboxes. Oh yes, that's gotta be it right there. The H1Z1 Pro League SE Sports implosion. Nothing, something else. Tell us in the comments. All right, something else because I need 4. I seriously cannot pick one of these. Now, I'm reading some of the comments. This year has been some sort of oddity because there's been such a major level of head and ass syndrome that it defies any normal logical explanation. Are aliens scrambling the brains of AAA? Do we have some sort of massive worldwide conspiracy going on with gaming? I don't have answers, but there's something going on. Somehow, Blessed manages to make it down below a top 4 for me, which shows just how outstanding the year was. Somebody else wrote, P.S. I did consider adding Daybreak C-N affair there, but the pure lack of any lasting impression on it just made it less of a big blunder all in all. As for the rest, they were either expected or have about as many pros or cons or a wide split in how people reacted and why they reacted that way. So I can't consider any of the others there this big. Honestly, I think DC-N and then Bliss would round out my top 6 here. Somebody else wrote, I voted for Diablo Immortal because honestly, I expect more from Blizzard and from BlizzCon. Fallout 76 was a crap fest. Yeah, but I expected that. Bethesda has always made lousy games. They've always rode on the coattails of fan mods made by better designers than they are. They make a good core engine for other people to build off of, but they haven't made any good independent games in a long time.
The only reason they can continue to re-release Skyrim for the 300th time, there's a version coming out on Carrier Pigeon next year, spread the hype. It is due to the strength of the mods giving the game longevity far beyond its base worth. When they released it for the Switch and had day one PC bugs in it, should have drove that point home. So I never had high expectations from 76 in the first place when they announced it wasn't going to have mod support anytime soon. Some of the others, I don't consider them blunders more than core problems with the industry as a whole. You don't blunder into the Columbus Nova crap or Riot time hot mess. That's a systemic illness that needs to be carved out surgically. It wasn't a slip-up. Blizzard, they slipped up as hard as it's possible to slip up. It was a blunder of epic proportions. You couldn't misread a crowd any harder if you put on Disney princess outfits and performed a song and danced nothing. That would have gone over better than Diablo Immortal at BlizzCon as an opening panel. Alright, somebody named Squid. Runner-up, less online. I'm not sure what I was hoping for with regards to this MMO, but it's just belly flopped on nearly every conceivable level. OMG, I completely forgot Bless was a thing. I remember Guildies being hyped for it back in the early days of Vanguard, and for it to still flop horribly when it made it to North America 10 plus years later, stunning. I'm just looking over the comments, people. Okay, another person said the whole Diablo Immortal debacle gave the appearance of bigger problems at Blizzard. Wow. I don't know, what was the Diablo Immortal?
Is someone on this phone?
Oh, there you are.
Hello?
Hey,
that's Shortbus.
Yeah.
Shortbus, yes.
Matt, what, is this?
Your friend called in.
Shorticus. He just left the phone sitting here,
yes.
And I walked by. I could hear voices and stuff. He's right now reading my comic books, and then he, like, asked me who would win in a fight between Superman Red and Superman Blue. I should not let him read my own comic books.
He was trying to tell us about, what was he talking about? Taiwan chicken with octopus tentacles.
I don't know.
Or something.
Yeah. So, but one of the things I heard you guys talking about was like mistakes made in video games. Is that right?
Yeah. It was. The massively overpowered awards for 2018 are up, and this category that I'm reading about is the biggest MMO blunders of 2018.
I got.
So
one
I went
for
through
you.
The list.
This just happened.
Go ahead. Yes.
Have you been playing Champions Online recently with the winter event?
I've been so busy with the Christmas holiday, I have not been logging in for the winter event.
Okay, well, let me just go ahead and give you, the winter event is usually done in stages, and certain things happen, like, during the first stage, the first week, you just have, like, some census helpers around, there's some presents that are around that, you can open, and that's that. Then in stage two, in the Renaissance Center, as they call it in the game there, the big city center there, a tree goes up, and they're still decorating, though.
Yay!
You don't have the full-blown thing, and they add in one more element, which is this event where you face the Black Harlequin in the Finkel Foundry. Then week three is when Santa Claus arrives underneath the tree. Week three just kicked off yesterday.
Wait. Santa Claus arrived yesterday, a couple days after Christmas?
Yes.
Huh? But it's after Christmas.
Yeah. It's like we've got, I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Cheap discount brand Santa or something. I mean,
but
yeah,
even
we could
the
go
mall
around with
Santa's
the idea that
home.
Christmas should be in our heart every day. But damn, put him in, the week before Christmas.
Right, but even the mall Santa's have gone home for the year.
yeah, everybody's done, I submit that as the biggest MMO blunder. Because, damn, don't you know when Christmas is? Yeah.
Okay. Last week, I'm in Paragon chat. I had my Santa costume on last week. I logged in an extra hour early when no one was around so I could switch out of my Santa costume and put on my Neger Z tuxedo for the last episode of the year. I said, that's not cool to wear my Santa suit this late in the year. I mean, the only thing that's like Christmassy is the fact that it's snowing here in Paragon chat. I don't see any Christmas decorations out. But good Lord. Yeah, but I don't know what any of these things are. Something called Diablo Immortal with Blizzard.
Are you basically saying
that
a dead video game, a dead MMO that's still sort of like lingering along on life support, got that part right where the live one that people are playing screwed up?
Oh, I don't know. I never played Diablo.
It sounds like it. It sounds like, you know, if Paragon Chat has their thing, you know, together, then
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, Paragon Chat, yeah. They got our act together, and Diablo Immortal, people were saying that that was, like, as soon as it was announced, it was ridiculous. They said at BlizzCon, when they announced it, it was just a big clusterfuck, even from the announcement.
Mm.
And then somebody was complaining, like, all these votes for Diablo Immortal, don't you guys have phones to vote? You know, you can only vote when the votes go up. So if it's an older game, you know, you can only vote. It doesn't matter when it happened during the year. It's when the votes are open.
Well, it's an older game, but it still checks out.
Oh, wait, where is it? Where is it? Oh, worst MMO business model of 2018. I'm just going through some of the categories, people. Which MMO offered the worst business model in 2018? Let's go through the list, shall we? They are, in no particular order, Star Citizen, Sea of Thieves, Fallout 76, World of Warcraft, Pokemon Go, EVE Online, Guild Wars 2, Elder Scrolls Online, RuneScape, Lord of the Rings Online, Rift, Black Desert, Secret World Legends, Shroud of the Avatar, Dungeons & Dragons Online, Final Fantasy XIV, Bless Online, Project Gorgon, Camelot Unchained, Ashes of Creation, Chronicles of Elyria, Crowfall, EverQuest 2, Star Trek Online, Neverwinter, nothing, something else, tell us in the comments. You could vote, or I could check the results so far. I like to check the results. Wow. I've never heard of this game. But Star Citizen is in first place with 993 votes. I never played Fallout 76, but that's in second with 238 votes. So there you go. Wait, and Star Citizen isn't even officially released yet.
That's got to be some sort of business model then, huh?
What?
Which, by the way, is just a weird thing to vote for. If somebody's not telling you exactly how their business model works, I mean, are they giving you links like, by the way, this is the business model that they're using, and this is why it's screwed up?
I know. Okay, 2018.
It's a very weird
MMO
category.
Hold on. With that, I just saw this one. MMO with the stormiest future. I think Star Citizen's in that one. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's view the results.
Mad Viking, while he's looking at that, Shorticus wants you to look at his costume.
Right now, I've got some major problems with the computer now.
Okay.
Is it looking my costume?
I guess not.
Well, it looks so hot, Animal.
You did it in like 2 minutes.
What? Yeah, but it was raining since 2 minutes.
Well, you want to describe
it? Well,
what
if it you
is? Locked it. Oh, I could do that. Well, I'll wait to be another Wolverine.
Yeah, he's dressed like Wolverine.
But Wolverine is
going to be Yeah, I see that. Okay.
He's a shorter ween.
I'm taking him on. Wolverkiss.
Yeah, now we've got to deal with that, too. And begins. Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, I just want to say that the idea of voting on the business model, like, when they said the business model thing, the first thing that came to my mind was just the idea of, back in March of this year, they made an announcement at Cryptic about how Champions Online was going to this thing where it's either if you have a subscription, you're fine, but nobody can get new subscriptions. If you're lifetime or you want to get lifetime, you'll be fine. But that's it. They're going to change everything else. And, you know, I was kind of wondering if, like, you know, that was, like, the first thing that came to mind. Like, you know, who's doing what for their business models along those lines? Honestly, I haven't noticed any difference. But then again, I had a lifetime account since launch. So,
I do, too. But I don't think they did anything. I think after all the complaints, they really haven't done anything. So.
Yeah. Although everybody has been going around saying the game is doomed. Yes.
Well,
several months later, you know, the only thing I'm concerned about is the Santa Claus showing up 2 days late. Like, what? Is Christmas? Yeah, whatever. You want something? Yeah, I'm drunk. I got to sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Santa Claus.
I'll hang out with you guys. Well, what's funny is, one of the categories is, which MMORPG is your most anticipated for 2019 and beyond? They have every superhero MMORPG except Heroes and Villains. And every week when we do our updates, Heroes and Villains religiously has a new update for us. Regardless of the other three, whether they have one or not, I am always reading a new update from Heroes and Villains. And you look here, Ship of Heroes, City of Titans, Valiance Online. Those are all in the list of most anticipated for 2019 and beyond. So why is Heroes and Villains not on the list? I just found that kind of odd.
Well, according to the, going back to what I was saying, yep, it all ties back to that one Windows update that zapped me.
Really?
That's what's causing all my problems.
Can you go back and redo it or undo it?
Nope. The history got wiped.
Oh, motherfuss bucket. Well, that sucks. That sucks, ass.
Yeah.
got 20 minutes left in the show. Let me see. I got some other updates here. Let me see what I did with them. My mouse is stopped. There we go. Oh, hold on.
Now what?
Everybody stop talking. Why is everybody stop talking?
Oh, it's because
okay,
it won't
be. It's Marvel characters.
Did you want me to say something? I don't know. I was just sort of listening, you know. You're saying stop.
I don't know. It's weird. It's like if I don't talk, no one else talks around here. Everybody just gets quiet. Okay, so here's the deal. It was reported earlier that Disney's acquisition of Fox could be finalized by the end of January. This January, coming up. On the heels of this announcement, Kevin Feige appeared on Variety's Playback podcast to talk about Marvel Studios' plans for the future. Feige, whatever his last, however you say his last name, has previously
said it right.
Okay, thank you. That the studio has no immediate plans to bring Fox's Marvel characters into the MCU fold. But when the merger came up, he revealed that plans might start to take shape sooner than expected. We've been told it's looking very, very good and could happen in the first 6 months of next year, said Feige. The notion of the characters coming back is great. It's nice when a company that created all these characters can have access to all those characters. It's unusual not to, but in terms of actually thinking about it and actually planning things, we haven't started that yet. 20th Century Fox still owns the film rights to X-Men, Fantastic Four, and any respective offshoot properties like Deadpool and Silver Surfer. The X-Men series is partially credited with ushering in the modern superhero movie boom. Unfortunately, the franchise has largely been a mixed bag in terms of quality. The Fantastic Four films haven't found the same success at the multiplex. It's still very early to speculate on who might preside over the new films once Disney absorbs the studio. However, a few MCU veterans might be up to the task. Ant-Man director Peyton Reed was attached to helm the original Fantastic Four before Tim Story was hired. Reed has expressed interest in taking another stab at Marvel's first family. Ant-Man co-writer Adam McKay also professed his desire to make a Silver Surfer movie. There you go.
Okay.
So.
Well, we can definitely say this. As far as a.
Yes.
As far as a Fantastic Four movie is concerned, it can't get any worse.
Yes.
No.
No. It just seems like getting worse.
I refer to that last one.
Now,
just the plot and everything was just, oh God, what were they thinking? The ones that had Jessica Alba and Michael Chiklis and that British guy, or actually I think he's Norwegian or Swedish or something. Anyway,
and
Captain America, back before he was Captain America.
Chris
Evans.
I'm
like, who was playing the?
Yeah, like
oh yeah, yeah, I know.
Chris Evans.
Those
yeah,
ones
yeah.
were fun, but they
the
weren't
first one was
the
okay.
best movies either. Yeah.
Right. The first was okay. The second one was but they were still better than this other one. This last one was so bad. The day it came out, the director went onto his Twitter feed and apologized for what people were about to watch.
Which
that's how
just
bad
like,
it was.
How the heck, you know?
It's like, okay, here's the deal. We have the origin story. And we're going to do the complete opposite. Huh? But every successful Marvel movie has followed the script, has followed the comics. Yeah, screw that.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see that comic.
Yeah.
Rip, shred. Let me see the notes on the origin story. Yeah, shred that, throw it in the fire. Yeah, we're going to do the complete opposite on everything.
Yeah.
This is basically what somebody said.
The movie had a long beginning, a very quick ending. It had no middle. It was like, here is your intro, and then we went straight to the ending. And there was nothing in the middle to set up the ending. Yeah. Okay, we have a new Born Free TV spot for Captain Marvel. Marvel Studios has released a brand new TV spot for Captain Marvel, featuring a few new bits of footage from the highly anticipated film. Once I post the link on our Facebook page, you can check it out for yourself. As you know, Captain Marvel follows Carol Danvers, played by Brie Larson, as she becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes when Earth is caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races. This movie is going to be set in the 1990s. The film is an all-new adventure from a previously unseen period in the history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Brie Larson
You know, there's a lot of hype and people are excited. My mom's excited. There's lots of people who are excited for this movie. I'm just like, I'm going to go see it, you know, and I'm just waiting for it to, like, just absolutely bomb. I'd just be awful. And everybody go like, why? I don't think it's going to be, but at the same time, like, if that happens, it's like, what happened?
Who did the final thing to this thing?
What the hell?
All this hype for Captain Marvel, what happened? Anyway, really quickly, Brie Larson is joined in the film by Samuel L. Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, Lashana Lynch, Gemma Chan, some guy's name I can't pronounce. Forget about it. Reprising their roles from Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Ojiman Hansu and Lee Pace, and returning once again to Marvel Studios film will be Greg. Did you say Greg? As Agent Phil Coulson. Scott Gregg, I think his name is. Or Greg Clark. I don't know. They just say Greg. G-R-E-G-G. They couldn't put his full
Greg
name.
Clark.
That's his last. Greg Clark, thank you. Yeah.
Clark,
it's
Greg.
Just Greg. Greg Clark,
yeah.
Greg. Just
it's
Greg.
Phil.
You know, like.
I think everybody's
going
to be happy to see Phil.
I know. It's just, you know, they could just say Greg
Phil.
Hey, it's Phil, everybody. It's Greg. It's Greg. He's back. Oh, good Lord. Oh, speaking of great returns or great cameos or appearances, the Mandalorian series is coming out, and you're not going to believe who's going to appear in it. It's an awesome robot bounty hunter, IG-88. The Mandalorian executive producer.
About IG-88.
What was that?
Because there were so many unanswered questions about IG-88.
Exactly. Because the Mandalorian executive producer, John Favreau, he took to Instagram yesterday to reveal a special present to Star Wars fans, announcing that the robot bounty hunter, IG-88, will appear in the upcoming series. As you recall, he first appeared in Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, and like Boba Fett, has developed a cult following. After the stories of Jango and Boba Fett, another warrior emerges from the Star Wars universe. The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order. We follow the travails of a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic. Pedro Pascal will star as the lone Mandalorian gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy and will be joined by the previously announced Gina Carano from Deadpool, Giancarlo Esposito, Emily Swallow, Carl Weathers, Almeida Abdahi, Werner Herzog, and Nick Nolte.
Does
not have a release date yet. Yep, it doesn't have a release date yet, but the Disney direct-to-consumer platform will launch in late 2019. It's going to be a 10-episode per season, reportedly have a combined budget of $100 million,
making each episode worth $10 million. It has also been announced that Disney is currently developing multiple limited series featuring characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe for their upcoming streaming service.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if they're just like open to really cash in on a lot of different things, or really they're motivated and inspired to write these stories. Because God knows, you know, I think out of all the Star Wars figures I had, IG-88 was one of those ones that just stayed in the box. I mean, Bossk was kind of interesting looking, you know, but
right.
You know, do we need IG-88 for anything? I don't know.
I know. It was there. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of
he
like.
He was there.
I want to know. What's that?
You want to know, boy? Because you didn't know what to do with him. He didn't have a voice. You didn't know what he did. He just hung out there. It was like here.
He's
a robot.
Some of the other guys just sort of stood there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like the only reason to watch the Life Day special is to watch that little bit about Boba Fett, and then we all lose our minds, and I don't know. Everything that all the hype about Boba Fett is just sort of also anticlimactic. Just, really?
Yeah.
You get swallowed by that thing, all right, you know. He just showed up and took something. He took a frozen body with him, all right.
He escaped. He used jetpack to escape.
Yeah. But I'm still just.
He's Boba Fett. He is.
I thought he was supposed to be badass. He's not.
Well, look at Snoke in the same.
Has
the last
thing about
movie.
Sarlacc.
Come on. Yeah.
Has a nervous twitch about Sarlacc.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for those people who are paying attention, Gal Gadot gave everyone an early Christmas present earlier this week.
Whoa, what do we get from her?
Whoa.
Calm down.
I gotta go check my mail.
It arrived online earlier this week.
Pretty sure her husband would
revealing.
Want to see what I'd want. Anyway.
Well, Hulk, you don't know what it is yet. It revealed in her email that principal photography has wrapped on the upcoming sequel, Wonder Woman 1984.
Uh-huh.
That's the news.
They
wrapped
on
principal
something. What was revealed?
They wrapped on
just some
photography.
Pictures?
No, they wrapped on principal filming and photography for Wonder Woman 1984. Production took place in Washington, D.C., Alexandria, Virginia, and in the UK, Spain, and the Canary Islands. She took to Instagram to reveal photos from the set and wrote the following message to fans. We did it again, and as much as the first time shooting Wonder Woman was amazing, this time was even more unique and special. We shot in 4 very different locations in 3 countries, and I am so, so proud of the almost 1,000 crew members who came to set every day, giving everything they have into our movie. Couldn't ask for better partners on this. I am so lucky to have the one and only Patty Jenkins as my director. She always has our backs. She gives us the wings to dare, and every day she helped us find the most creative version of ourselves. I am so grateful to call her my friend, and to our amazingly talented cast who made every day enjoyable and fun. Thank you. Honestly, words cannot describe this experience. This journey was so demanding and challenging, but we all came and did our very best every take, every day, putting our all out there, and I am so proud. Thank you, Universe, for this opportunity. I love this character, and thank you to all of you for being the best fans in the world. It was you that made me push myself every day. I am so happy and excited. Can't wait to share it with you in 2020.
Wait, that movie's coming out for 2020?
Yeah, I guess so. Fast forward to the 1980s, as Wonder Woman's next big screen adventure finds her facing an all-new foe, the Cheetah. As previously announced, the film stars Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman and Christine Wiig as in the role as of the supervillain, the Cheetah, as well as Pedro Pascal. Chris Pine also returns as Steve Trevor.
Wait, Patty Jenkins. Kristen Wiig?
What? Yeah.
Kristen Wiig is the Cheetah. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig.
Everybody's known that.
And Saturday Night Live alumna. Is that who
yes.
I'm thinking of?
And,
yeah.
Yes.
As in Funny Lady in the Anchorman 2 movie. And other things.
Yes,
she's been in other stuff, of course. But
that
was
other
stuff
and
was
she's
hilarious
done,
when she was in that.
Right, but she's done dramatic roles, too, so...
Yeah,
yes,
the whole
trying
time
to
is
redeem
like,
from
I don't know,
Ghostbusters.
The first thing comes to mind is her being the Target sales lady. Or, you know, just any of the other... I mean, she's hilarious, don't get me wrong, and she's, you know,
right.
She's just awesome. But, like...
She should have stayed on
yeah.
Saturday Night Live
what the hell?
Because there's some,
hey.
You know, Ghostbusters, but, you know.
Hey, if Michael Keaton can play Batman, I mean, I'm having that moment right,
right.
now. They're like... Michael Keaton,
right.
didn't they just
because
watch his stand-up comedy routine, and he's going to be Batman? Mr. Marvel
right,
is going to be
as soon
Batman.
As heard that, because as soon as everybody heard he was going to be Batman, everybody goes, the guy who's Mr. Mom in Beetlejuice is playing Batman?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know, but hey.
But he did okay, you know. So I'm not going to, like, you know, say, no. Or here's another
okay.
one that was like,
here's the, deal.
The guy who played Kirk's
okay.
dad is going to be Thor?
Yep.
Well,
yep.
you got to give credit where it's due for Tim Burton on that one. He didn't go with reliable Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
June 5th.
I'm sorry, I'm having another one of those moments. Oh, go ahead.
June 5th, 2020 is June 5th, 2020 is when Wonder Woman 1984 is set to open.
Jesus. Movie needs to come out like now. Yeah.
I know. But
another
it's funny
one of those
movies.
The dorky guy who played the Human Torch is going to be Captain America? Really?
Yeah, I know,
yeah.
right? Yeah. He's going to suck. Are you kidding me? He's playing. Didn't he blow it as. Come on. He sucked his cat as a Human Torch. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Holy shit. He kicked ass as Captain America.
or here's the one that like everybody who didn't read comic books was doing. Robert Downey Jr. is going to play a superhero like Iron Man.
I know. You know what?
No, that's perfect.
You know what?
Say that's. I would call that. I was going to call that stereotyping.
Yeah. Well,
in the comic books, I absolutely hate Tony Stark. In the movie, I absolutely love Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I was like. I fucking hate Tony Stark in the comic books, but Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, holy shit, he's fucking awesome as him.
Yeah.
Well, like, the first time
I
heard that one,
that
I was going, let's see, person
right,
with a drinking problem is going to play person with a drinking problem.
With
perfect!
Drinking problem. Who else? Yeah. Perfect. Who else
yeah.
going to get?
Yeah.
He knows what to do. He knows how to handle it.
Uh-huh.
All right, we got 90 seconds left, guys. 90 seconds left in our last show of 2018.
Shorticus wants to say something.
Yeah, can I say something real quick? Also, this is really important. A lot of things have happened, and we got a new one coming along.
I cannot believe I'm sorry. I didn't think he was going to do
that. We just got Baba Booey'd. We just got Baba
yeah.
Booey'd.
He's, he thinks he's hilarious. He is rolling on the floor laughing. He's like, yeah, I got you guys good. And we're going to have a talk about that, I guess. Yeah. But, Wings
tried Rick
Rollins. Costumes.
Lucy didn't try to Rick Rollins.
That would involve like sending you an email or something. Here, click this link.
I don't know.
And yeah,
that's all right. Remember, we got 10 seconds left in the regular show. We're gonna go in the after party, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us all year. You guys rock. We love you all. If not for you guys, we would just be talking to ourselves about stuff we talk about anyway. We will see you all in 2019, which is next week. We'll probably be back next week, if not the week after. Anything you'd like to say before we go into the after party, Mad Viking?
We'll see you next time.
Hurry up. That's right.
Happy New Year.
See you in 2019. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you all. You guys rock. Have a happy, safe one next. Have a happy and a safe one this New Year's.
And watch those shows.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Watch those shows. Read those comic books. Go see those movies. You got two of them. Aquaman and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, they're probably, you know, some people do like listen to a replay just to see what we say in the after party. So, but yeah, it is now available. I probably have to give you some props. Once the kids go back to finding those Spider-Man and then Spider-Man is Spider-Verse. I didn't tell you guys this. I rented Venom on demand. Oh my God, such a good movie. But at the end of it, they give you the first 5 minutes of, or it's 5 minutes. I'm not sure. I think it's the first 5 minutes of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now I want to see it. But that's pretty good, too. So I want to see Aquaman first, and then I want to see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
All right, well, I got a virtual assistant that's helping me with the update here because now we're going into administrative command prompt stuff.
Oh, geez. Okay.
What does that even mean?
It means that update that I got really put a whammy on me.
Yeah, he's been having problems for like a month now where he can't log into log into the studio. He can't do anything. All right, and I haven't had dinner yet, and it's like 10:30 here, so I'm going to go grab some food. So with that, everybody, it's a short and sweet after party this time, hopefully next week or next show.
When I show up for it, you're like, well, your computers have problems, I got to eat food, blah, blah, blah. I tell you guys, man, you guys are real fun. All right, well, let's go. Later.
Actually, the last couple of after parties, we've had short ones. We've had short after parties. And I was just going to say, I was going to talk for a few minutes. Oh, he hung up already. All right, everybody.
Yep.
Like I say, watch those shows. Well, go see those superhero movies. There's a couple of them out there for you to go enjoy. Read those comic books. You know, the regular shows aren't on for a few weeks, so now's your chance to catch up on all your TV show watching. Go enjoy them while you can. I know I got a bunch of stuff to catch up on this week. And if not, watch the Doctor Who Marathon on BBC America if you have access to it. You know, like we said earlier, prepping you for the Doctor Who, as easy for you to say, Who Years Night episode resolution. And with that, we are out of here till 2019. Anything you'd like to say in closing, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. And Happy New Year, everybody. Have a happy and a safe one.